The vertical blank. In 1953, in North America, the NTSC, National Television Systems Committee, standardized cathode ray tube CRT color TV television sets to be totally backwards compatible with black and white TVs. The standard ran at 60 Hz, or in other words, refresh the screen 60 times a second. Inside each refresh were two interlaced frames, which created an effective frame rate of 30 FPS frames per second. Each frame had a horizontal resolution of 262.5 horizontal lines, but when the interlaced frames were swapped on every other line, it made an effective resolution of 525 horizontal lines. However, not all of these lines could be used. The TV needed time to reset itself after drawing the requisite 525 lines in one cycle, so the number of horizontal lines was reduced to 480. This left 45 cycles at the end of one frame before the start of the next, when the CRT electron gun would move back into position to start drawing the next interlaced frame. The gun moved vertically, back up to its starting position, at the top left of the CRT. During this period, nothing new was displayed on the screen. It was effectively blank. This became known as the vertical blanking period. The vertical blank. Video game programmers back in the day used the vertical blank period to make calculations in code for what would occur on the next frame. It was where the magic happened, off screen and between the lines. My older sisters loved punk rock music, and one of those bands, Richard Hell and the Voidoids, had a song named The Blank Generation, which went something like this. I belong to the blank generation, and I can take it or leave it each time. I belong to the blank generation, but I can take or leave it each time. The song was about the 70s punk rock movement breaking down walls, and that the generation of Richard Hell could use that blank space to be whatever they wanted to be. But I was a younger age, born in the 1970s, and for me, our generation was all about Star Wars and video games. So maybe my part of Generation X was not the blank generation at all, but instead the vertical blank generation. Vertical blankers, like me, were struck by the nuances of flicking Atari-age graphics displayed many times a second. We see them when we close our eyes. We hear the beeping sounds of the Atari VCST sound chip in our dreams. This was not a question of subliminal messages or being hypnotized by the TV. This was something else. Between those lines, we saw opportunity. Between those lines, we saw possibility. Between those lines, we saw the future.
We were children of the Silicon Revolution, an X generation conscripted to fight the console and home computer wars. A product of an analog 70s childhood, we came of digital age in the 80s, believing we could affect the world 8 bits at a time. Armed with joysticks, full stroke keyboards, Jolt Cola, and MTV haircuts, we proceeded into the vertical blank. There, we stayed up late at night, devising incantations from D&D rulebooks and beginner's all-purpose symbolic instruction code. Video games were the match, and programming was the fuse, as the infinite possibilities of the digital world exploded into the internet age to come. We are Generation Atari.
Into the vertical blank.
We are the forgotten generation, a misplaced slice of the 20th century when birth rates were as low as expectations for the future. We lived under the threat of constant nuclear annihilation, playing outside, but always inherently knowing the future was indoors. We are the second half of Generation X. We were some of the first to play video games, to program home computers, and record CDs to cassette mixtapes. Our generation was nourished by new wave, imperfect punk rock, and John Hughes movies. We built Web 1.0 from the ground up using our childhood 8-bit and 16-bit programming skills. They call us Gen X. We prefer the vertical blank generation, where magic happens between the lines, because that's where we live, love, and thrive. We are Generation Atari.
Into the vertical blank.
The vertical blank is the space between the last line of the current frame and the first line of the next, where off-screen calculations create a cathode ray tube display. He sits, literally, between the lines, invisible, yet all-seeing, in a void where magic occurs that is never seen, only experienced. The vertical blank is an omniscient force containing the nuances that make our nostalgia a reality. It's the transcendental location that holds our best memories, biggest joys, greatest fears, and our most terrible losses. You've been warned. You can stop this tape now, turn around. For once you've entered, there may be no escape. All the scan lines have been written. It's time to enter the vertical blank.
Into the vertical blank.
Next frame calculated. Prepare to write new data. Feed blank ending.